The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So just finding your way to a comfortable posture. Appreciating that awareness has the quality of inclusion, and whatever arises at any of the six sense doors of seeing and hearing, tasting, touching, feeling with the skin, and thinking. It doesn't have to be a problem. It's just the nature of the mind and body to be sensitive, to be aware in these ways, conscious. So we can begin just by acknowledging that fact that we are sensitive, that things are being known by the mind, different objects of awareness coming and going. So we're taking the time at the beginning of the meditation to relax and to bring this perspective that whatever is being known is just the nature of the mind and body. Not personal in some real way. Just the nature of sensation, of thought, of emotion, of sound, and all the other sense doors expressing themselves. And we can notice if this perspective helps us to relax, to let go of a desire for control or for judging our experience, evaluating, judging ourselves based on the content of our awareness, what we're sensitive to. What would it be like to simply receive what is being known as objects being known by the mind? Simply that. Simply nature expressing itself. Could there be a lightness, an absence of personalizing and proliferating and speculating? There's already something being known, so we don't need to go out looking for a better object of awareness. Relaxing the body, relaxing the mind. It's not necessary to be tense in order to be aware. In fact, awareness is noticed more naturally when we're relaxed. letting go of the habit of controlling. And in order to give the mind something to do to replace its habits of endlessly thinking, we can invite the mind to take up an anchor, a primary object of meditation. Could be the sensations of sitting, simply receiving, tuning into those sensations, the pressure of the butt on the chair or cushion, hands wherever they're placed, a whole body awareness, the uprightness of the spine, relaxing whatever muscles don't need to be tensed in order to sit. And we can come back to this primary object or some other aspect of your physical experience that feels neutral or somewhat pleasant. When you find that your mind is distracted, caught up in some drama, then we can give the mind something that's soothing, that's less agitating, simply to be aware of. We can learn a lot in this willingness to put down our habits of planning and worrying and simply attend to some aspect of physical experience. Noticing the soothing, relaxing, simplifying aspect of that. That simplifying of our experience. It could be the field of hearing, just tuning into the sounds that come and go. It could be the soothing, perhaps soothing, rhythm of breathing felt throughout the body, in and out. So feel free to use a primary object if it helps the mind remember to relax and to orient around awareness, present moment awareness, and to put down what's not needed, what's agitating, what's complicating in favor of here and now, present moment awareness. Letting whatever is known be known. So let's continue in silence for some time, doing our best to sustain this interest in present moment awareness. And using a primary object when it feels helpful, when the mind feels like it needs some simplifying, some support in simplifying. If we notice the relative space in the mind or peace in the mind, relative non-distraction, simplicity, and appreciate that, that will tend to strengthen those qualities. So we don't have to be forceful or tight or grasping. Simply through recognizing any wholesome qualities that are already present, those can be recognized and strengthened, deepened, allowed to suffuse more of the space of awareness, including space of the body, feelings of calm in the body, relaxation. All of these wholesome qualities we can notice and appreciate. Encourage them, invite them to settle, to expand if they want to expand, to fill the space of awareness. We can appreciate the quality of awareness itself. That capacity to recognize the present moment's experience. We don't need to do anything with it. Just be interested in this capacity that the mind has to simply know what's happening, know what's being known, you could say. Trusting that this simple awareness is wholesome. It's wholesome because when we're aware with wisdom, there's already interest, engagement, some level of understanding, even if it's just to know this is what's happening. That's a level of understanding in contrast to being unaware, not knowing what's happening. So appreciating just the simplicity of awareness and what it allows for, this understanding, this knowing what's happening in a simple way, non-conceptual way. For the last minute or so, if your eyes have been closed, you could try practicing with your eyes open, gazing gently in front of you, letting go of directing the mind, making any personal effort to be aware, maybe noticing awareness continuing on its own. Sitting right in the middle of our experience, not pushing anything away, not holding on, not caught up in any drama. Simply knowing what's here to be known without effort.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.